Well, to the impeachment saga in the United States now, and today the Ukrainian president has spoken out about the phone call at the centre of the investigation. The White House has released a summary of the call, and it indicates that the US President Donald Trump did ask his Ukrainian counterpart to investigate the prominent Democrat Joe Biden as what he called a favour. But the Ukrainian leader denies feeling threatened or coerced by President Trump. Isabel Rowe has the latest.
The former stand-up comedian turned Ukrainian president, Volodymyr Zelensky, says he's his own man. No reality TV star turned US president tells him what to do.
Nobody can put pressure on me, and nobody will put pressure on me. Anybody can say what they want. You're welcome to. I'm open.
The new Ukrainian leader spoke to journalists after meeting President Trump in New York, revealing he didn't think his side of the contentious phone conversation would be made public.
They told us they want to publish it. I just thought they would publish their part, but that's okay.
The call is now the centre of an impeachment investigation sparked by Democrats who believe the president has broken the law by asking Ukraine to investigate his political rival Joe Biden. The conversation that's been released is not a true transcript, but compiled from notes taken during the call by US officials. Trump denies the document proves he coerced his counterpart, but American political historian Alan Lichtman believes the president's intentions were clear.
No one can mistake his meaning. Of course, Donald Trump was not going to say, "You do this for me and I'll give you the aid, otherwise I'll withhold it." But you could hear the voice of Don Corleone from The Godfather in what he was saying. You know, the United States has been very, very good to Ukraine. Now I just want you to do me this little favor.
Opinions are divided on whether President Trump has broken the law. Time magazine Washington correspondent Jay Newton Small says it depends on who you ask.
If you ask Democrats in the House, they say that this is very much a smoking gun. They believe that this is grounds, and they've already said that they're going to move towards opening impeachment proceedings against the president. They say that this combined with a report from the whistleblower, which those Democrats who've read the report say that it is incredibly detailed and that as well is very damning. And that this could actually be the smoking gun that is grounds to impeach the president. The president himself and others say, much like the Mueller investigation, much like the Mueller report, this is all just a witch hunt.
Donald Trump has again today brought up the concerns that sparked his controversial call to the Ukrainian president. He claims Biden, who was vice president at the time, called for Ukraine's top prosecutor to be fired because he'd once investigated a Ukrainian gas company where Biden's son Hunter worked. However, US journalists say the claim has been debunked, with MSNBC presenter Nicole Wallace cutting the president off during his media conference to fact-check him.
A few minutes ago, the
But the president isn't telling the truth. These allegations against Joe Biden and Hunter Biden that he's repeating have been investigated by the Ukrainians, none other than the Wall Street Journal included in their report on Friday, that the Ukrainians view this issue as having been investigated and adjudicated. And what's amazing is that what Trump appears to be trying to do is to turn his own impeachment into a big deflection.
The next step is a vote on whether to launch an impeachment inquiry. Some Democrats want that to happen as soon as October. Republicans are split. Some say they're troubled by the allegations, but the majority oppose the call for impeachment. University of Chicago Professor William Howell says the likelihood of this venture succeeding is low.
The question is not whether or not the Senate might actually convict. That seems highly unlikely, barring some extraordinary revelation of deep and gross abuses of presidential power. Rather, the question is, how is this going to play out in 2020?
Big question indeed. That's University of Chicago Professor William Howell. Isabel Rowe reporting.